Welcome back to the Martial Arts Show 2.0. I'm your podcast host, Khalid, and my topic today is a little bit martial arts related. Also, a few words to the last UFC main event on Saturday, Israel Adesanya versus Paulo Costa. But a topic to think about for a lot of people, especially if they're not physically gifted or if they're not there yet, not as strong as they want to be, or a little bit skinny. Because, you know, in our society, a lot of people, we get blinded by a look. So that means if there is a certain look, everybody thinks, that is very special, that's very beautiful, very awesome, very impressive. But then if you have a closer look, it's not as good as we think. And it's like you're in a desert and you think there's water, but in fact there's no water. That scenario, I mean, I'm assuming probably not a lot of people experience that in the desert, but that can happen to people when they're in the desert. And that's a perfect example for our society basically these days. And a lot of people think, and it starts in the kindergarten or in school, when somebody is either way taller, but especially when somebody is taller or bigger, has more muscles, or a stronger look, stronger than they think, oh, this person beats everybody, this person beats that skinny guy. And of course, in school time, normally kids, they don't have a lot of muscles, especially if it's until 16, 17. And but there were a few guys in school, as most of you probably had in your school time, there was always somebody or a few people maybe who are taller than everybody, or very tall, and were just also very compact and had a lot of weight. Not really muscles, but just thick, or maybe thick builded, or maybe a little bit overweight. And then everybody thought that person is the strongest. And when a skinny guy or thinner guy fought against him or had a conversation, a conflict, then everybody automatically thought, well, the stronger, the bigger guy will destroy him. And then, of course, that can happen, but there's a lot of things to that situation, to the occasion. First of all, technique, precision beats the power, beats when somebody is stronger and heavier. And we saw that. I will follow up now to that after the fight. So we saw that in the Israel Adesanya versus Paulo Costa fight, the UFC main event. Israel Adesanya is 6'4", and usually walks around, when he doesn't cut weight, 205. It's a normal weight for his height. And his opponent, Paulo Costa, is 6'1", and weighs usually 215 to 220. And when you look at him, Adesanya is built, he's very lengthy and looks skinny. But his opponent is built like a bodybuilder, very thick, very muscular. And just from the look, you can think, oh, of course, Costa destroys him because he has more power, he's stronger. And he's probably stronger when they would clinch, or when they grab. If he grabs him and throws him down, then he's probably stronger. And if they would probably measure punching power, it could be also that Costa is stronger. But Adesanya beat him with technique, with precision. He chopped his legs down with a lot of low kicks, made him slow after the first round, made him guess, made him think, here and there placed some good jabs in his face because he was just faster, his timing and accuracy was better, and he had definitely the longer reach. And if you know how to use reach, you have strong possibilities to win. And in the second round, they had an exchange where Costa threw overhand, and Adesanya dodged it, and then he came on top with his right hand, punched him in his ear. And when you get punched in the ear, you can lose balance because it's a very sensitive area. So just palm somebody on the ear, and then you will see what happened. But don't do it too hard. And then he lost a little bit balance, wobbled him, and then he followed up with a left hook straight to his face. And then he went down on the ground, and then he threw some more punches, and and the referee stepped in, and yeah, the fight was finished. And that just shows precision and technique, but not just technique. The technique has to be 100%, if not 110%, that can win you the fight against somebody who is either taller than you or stronger than you. And of course, a lot of people forget also if 195, 200 pounds hits you with full force, that still hurts a lot. Just think about that. Throw a book, a 5 or 10 pound book at somebody with a lot of speed in the face, or just imagine that. It hurts a lot, probably. Even the strongest person, if you hit the person clean in the face, they will get hurt. So, and that's what happened with Adesanya. He used his full weight, the speed, and the timing in Costa's face, and then he went down where everybody thought Costa will beat him like nothing because he's so strong, and we saw that. But the thing is, why a lot of people still use when they're skinnier and they have the technique, but they still don't use it to the full potential, and they lose to the stronger guy, is because the technique is maybe only 70 or 80%. And if the technique is not 100%, then you have a problem, because if the other guy has almost the same technique like you, maybe a little bit less, but he's stronger, physically stronger, has more punching power, then you will lose. So for the people out there, as an advice, if you're skinnier, if you don't wanna lift weights too crazy, or don't wanna be that bulky, that muscular, or if you're not physically gifted, your technique has to be not 70 or 80%, 100%, 110%, and the timing as well. But don't get me wrong, a guy like Israel Adesanya and all these athletes, they still lift some weights or do some strength and conditioning training. You still have to do that. Professional athletes have to do strength and conditioning training. But you don't need to be crazy muscular, or you don't need to look like a bodybuilder to win a fight. As I said, technique needs to be 100% or even more, and timing and accuracy as well, and that will win you the fight. And now to the leading question, to the leading statement with the skinnier guy. And in school, the fights, that was usually the case when a lot of these skinnier guys lost to the stronger person, is A, the technique was not 100%, and B, they were maybe afraid. So if you have the technique and the right timing, you definitely can smash a stronger guy. But on the flip side, if the stronger guy has the same technique like you and he uses his power and everything, then it can still happen that he will win the fight or smash you. And of course, street fight is always a little bit different. I hope that clears the question. So for everybody out there who fears some bullies, stand up for yourself and just fight back, and you will see you can do a lot of damage. But make sure your technique is 100% on point, and your timing as well. Yeah, that's it from the Martial Arts Show 2.0. I'm your podcast host, Khalid, and until next time, bye everybody.